going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys morning show. Good morning to you. It is Friday. God bless America, it's Friday. I've looked forward to... You know, I don't know a Friday that I've never looked forward to. Never not looked forward to.
Yep.
You know, I mean, Friday night when I was a kid was like... everything. And it wasn't because I was out teetotaling or smoking your doobies. I was glued to the television watching Dukes of Hazzard, followed by Dallas, followed by Falcon Crest.
See, like I was going to say, you might have been a little, I mean, older at this point to where you're probably out, you know, chasing the stuff around.
Were at TGI Friday?
Oh, yeah. You had full house.
I caught part of it. I was really lame my first couple years in high school. I mean, not lame, meaning like, yeah, I couldn't walk, but more or less, I didn't have much of a social life.
That's a, I don't know how you would say it. Not really getting in them guts yet.
Yeah. I was running from the muff around.
I wasn't allowed to really go anywhere, so.
Yeah.
It was always a transportation issue. Even if I had money, it's like, I don't want to come get you. So I was watching a lot of TV.
Even if you had money, God. So if there had been Uber then, do you think you would have taken? Because, I mean, you know, you don't look at the inflation of now, but, you know, how it was then. Like, would you have thrown, like, $3 in to take you to the mall?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, me
for
too.
Sure. God. It would have been a little bit more, but, you know.
But I, my parents, both of them, would have been like, we don't know that person. Well, they're hired by this company. Yeah, but how does that company know they're a good driver?
I could have called Donnie's Taxi, I guess, but it would have been a lot of money.
Same thing. Like, how do you know taxi drivers are good? Well, they have to get licensed. Well, so do every driver on the road, allegedly, but they still drive like crap.
Dude, when I was Ubering, I picked up high school kids. Just, you know, straight from the school to the house.
Like, you were asking them out or you gave them you know, ride share?
Hey, can't give away the secrets for free.
But, hey.
If you hang out long enough and wave a couple things around.
Just can't think of the lines from Paige's movie. Hey. Your place or mine?
Hey,
big boy.
Hey, large man.
Hey. Now, that's not the way you're going to sweet talk a client. He's
no.
been. That's probably why he's going to see you is because he's been shamed for being
well,
a big
plus
guy.
Plus, I look terrible. That was part of the thing.
Oh. Hey. Hey. On a date?
Sure.
Now she's getting in because she nodded yes.
Yes. Now, I think the camera nodded yes.
That's what it was.
Oh, shit. <sorry. laughs>
I wonder who figured that out. Like, you could use a camera to express
it. Oh, strong, silent type. I can do that.
Would they not have scared a real hooker, though?
I don't know.
I've never been a real hooker.
I know, but
it's going to cost you more, though.
Here comes the killer.
She was such a whore in that movie.
I was a whore.
I mean, she, if there was, you should have won a cons. cans. How is it really? Con? Is it just con?
I guess it's...
Yeah, man. So again, people come in and learn new languages. Think you come from over there. Con is spelled C-A-N-N-E-S.
Yeah.
You come over here where we got Murder Con, Comic Con.
Con Air.
Con Air.
Jimmy Con, Scotty Con.
Everywhere Con, Tony Con.
Rathacon.
Oh, Rathacon.
Looper, it's for you. Big Tricky.
Shaka Con. Shaka Con. Mini Cons. But then they're like, well, y'all spell it wrong.
Was that not?
Like, so over there, do they have conventions? And it's spelled with an S and two N's and an E.
You know how I'm always going to remember is Can. That's, you say it pronounced Can I because of Can. The Cannes Film Festival.
So with
the stupid thing we do.
Conjugation and language and letters and this and that and the other. Like, why is the S there? Like, because in some languages that would read as Kanye's. Because the two N's would go Y.
Kanye's Films.
Kanye's. Yeah, it's like we were saying yesterday with Deborah McMichael. If her first letter was a Z, she would be Zebra McMichael. But no, she would be Zebra McMichael.
She would. She would have to have that funky whatever over the E.
Cole Medina.
Yep.
Yeah.
Everybody wants
Umlaut.
That.
You know, Paige didn't have a street corner. She had a whole roadside in that
I did.
Scene.
What time of night was that filmed at?
It was like late afternoon.
What? No, it was plumb dark as hell.
She was a daytime hooker. Her scene. Oh, she got murdered at night.
When I started it, there was still daylight, so it was like late afternoon.
God, man, well, good on the contrast and shadowing or whatever you call Photoshop on movies.
And the problem was, is that Timmy did my makeup, and the director said, no, she's a hooker. So I had to go back into the makeup chair and he made me look like Joker's wife.
You had to put a couple runs in those stockings.
Do you normally use your right hand to apply makeup? Mm-hmm. You should have just done it with your left hand.
But it wasn't me. I had a makeup artist who...
See, that's not needed in this...
In the hooker dome?
No. I think you go in there, maybe catch a little buzz.
Uh-huh.
And then put your makeup on with your left... that's a future punishment.
But see, at that situation, I had a...
I'll go try to wipe with my left and we'll be even. I can't.
When you have a makeup artist and a stylist, it's not up to what you look like. They put you in a chair and you're done when the director says you're done.
Are you good at, like, do you like a lot of takes? Like improv?
No, that was one take for that one scene, one take for the
question
other scene.
Over here on the left. Hi, Matthew Harris, WTRG.
Yes.
Sometimes when they are ending the scene and say, cut real quick. Do you think they just called you a bad word for a woman?
No.
Okay.
I think we're done. And then he says if it's a wrap or not, or we'll do another take.
See, cut. I would
be
like,
did you think I just called you one just then?
No.
Okay.
I would be like, do it this way. Do it that way.
Yeah, he does. Like, I had to walk through a door about 30 times, and I'm just like, okay, I'm done.
Like, ran through it?
No, he wanted me to do different things, my expression when I walked through the door.
Was there ever a different thought about what outfit would be like? That's not slutty enough? Or?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because I sent him pictures.
Is there a storyboard?
Well, no, not necessarily for the hooker thing. I'm sure he did. I never saw that because I was telling.
I'd be like, pull one out. Pull them both out. You just try different stuff.
Let's try different things. Here, what if I touch them? I'll touch your right one and say my place and the left one and say your place.
And if you needed a stunt driver, I didn't need that.
Why did you just... Oh, stunt driver. Okay.
Yeah.
Or a stunt passenger.
Because I got in the car.
Yeah.
I didn't know anything.
A stump broke.
What's up, Edith?
Well, you changed my life. I mean, learning about stump broken yesterday.
And you have to remember when...
Stump broke boogie. Danny, do it.
Chuck, the director, wanted me to be a hooker. He says, I'm writing you. Will you be in my film? I'm writing a part for you. Because he saw the...
How does that feel, though, when someone approaches you and says, I'm writing the role of a hooker and I thought of you?
Well, I was wearing these...
hooker boots,
really high, like knee length hooker.
Kind of. See, I always think that there's that certain heel. Sometimes they're equestrian boots.
Yeah,
but if they have a nice heel on them, you're like,
he said,
you kind of walking around with an upside down pineapple at the grocery store, if you know what I mean.
wear these
Simpsonville shout out.
We wear those boots in a film, and I go, sure. What do you?
Did
want
you just think he was hitting on you at that point?
No, because I like his wife. And
then there's a thing there, too.
He couldn't ask her to be, like, you know, that part.
True.
His wife, no.
Yeah, that's got to be, that would have been very
difficult. So he asked me.
Although Phil D. Directed a movie with his sister in a porn.
He did.
Corn or Fieldy from porn made a corno. All right, go ahead.
He asked me if I would play a death scene, a really good death scene that he would write for me. And I said, well, what do you want me to do? And he says, well, would you mind being a hooker? And I said, well, let me think about it. Let me ask my son what he thought. Because, you know.
No. I need you to play a hooah.
Let's role play.
Well, I said, Jared, I know how you like.
Hey, Mom.
I know how you like horror films, and I've been offered a part, but here's the thing.
You say horror or horror?
Horror.
Okay.
Both.
I like them both, so go ahead.
I said, but here's the thing, and I don't want to cause any stress or embarrassment to you, because I will die.
Hold on, let me respond to this text, Mom. All right, go ahead.
I will die a violent death, and I don't know if you want to see that in a film. And also, I play a prostitute, and he said, well, what kind of... I said, it's a slasher movie, and he goes, oh, cool, you should do it.
So what kind of prostitute are like? How far do you go?
Yeah, he says, are you... I mean, he didn't really...
Was it rated? I guess it would have to be
R.
Yeah,
he just kind of wanted to know how bad it was, you know, and I said, it's pretty violent, and I don't know the details.
Am I just going to see the top of your head?
Here's what he said. Mom, I'm fine with it, but do me something. You know how Carol Burnett would ring her, she'd grab her earlobe to tell her mom or grandma she loved her, whatever it was, which I always thought was one of the coolest
things. That's really cute.
What if Paige says, Jared, I will do the scene, but at the end, I will briefly laugh to let you know I'm okay. Because she laughs at when she's murdered.
No, that's what Chad said. He was talking.
I watched.
You were talking. That's the way I look like Joker's wife. Because he even Chad.
You want to hear her get killed?
Chad goes, you're dying. Don't smile, dummy. And it made me laugh. I wasn't smiling.
Go now. We're waiting.
Please.
Cue the smile.
You have to stop this. You have to stop this chaos.
You should add the music after every scene.
Who was the sound person on that movie, and how did they get the job? Jesus.
I marked out to that movie because I'm like, I've driven all these roads.
Dude, I wonder if people go there and say, this is where Paige stood as the whore.
There should be a plaque right across from the silos because that's where her part was filmed.
That's a good text. Did you actually have a character name or were you just prostitute? Like, were you like Trixie? Or?
So I thought it was Trixie, wasn't it?
It was Trixie.
Yep.
I thought Trixie was a famous drag queener.
Or queen. Might be. I wanted Trixie. I didn't want her to
Trixie
die.
Trixie does.
Don't read to my kids.
Can you just keep her?
Patio furniture.
And let her come back and kill her again or something? And he said, well, Trixie may have a sister or something.
So when he drives during the day.
Yeah.
Trixie's sister comes
and
out.
She's going to have dark hair. She's going to be the complete opposite of Paige. Still both big jugs, but pretty smile.
As she gets in the car, her legs up first.
Yeah. But was Trixie Dixie? Her name's Dixie.
Oh, like Norris from Austin
Powers? No, it's spelled with a C, though, to be fun. It kind of represents what she does for a living, and it's
showing are in the
Southern heritage as well.
I've known a couple Dixies in my life, and they ain't ugly.
Dixie. I know a Dixie who's beautiful. She's just stunning.
Dixie Carter is, very attractive.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm talking about TNA Dixie Carter.
Well, this Dixie that I know.
I didn't find the other one very attractive.
She has really pretty
black hair. I mean, she's kind of a bitch. I'm basing it off designing women.
Like,
oh.
Oh, yeah, old Julia Sugar Baker.
Sugar Baker. She was kind of
She ran a tight ship.
Yeah, that's why I thought she was kind of a B.
Well, yeah, she has to be. She's got to run the thing.
Yeah. Plus, you know, Anthony was the comic relief, and his personal life wasn't really addressed on that show, so. I would be now. Boy, Meshach Taylor, rest in peace.
That would have been the... you're dead on with that. Yeah, because, like, it was kind of obvious. Never was really talked about. He's like, he just hangs around several white women and does interior designing.
If you had asked your dads or your uncles growing up, hey, is Anthony... what's up with him?
He's got a Bible name. I like him.
You would have got the blunt truth.
His middle name's Abednego.
Would you have to?
You wouldn't understand the joke, fat boy. You're not biblical.
A member of your family, if he did something like what I did.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I'm betting to go to the hospital.
Hospital.
Because I went to Chipotle last night.
Oh my goodness.
No, I didn't.
Mm-mm.
That sounds good, actually.
Oh, somebody's hungry.
What you got over there?
Powdered chili, probably.
She holds up a bottle in this dark room. Says,
chocolate with the diet stuff in it.
Oh, she's got a protein shake, right?
Yeah. You crunch up an Ozempic.
Ooh.
Can you snort those?
Because I don't think so. I don't think that would make me look good, though.
What if you had like a big nose and you're like, can I just snort the Ozempic?
Well, the semiglutide's liquid, right? Which is odd. You can get this as some like usual any spa.
I don't want to go through the diarrhea that I hear that you get to lose the weight.
Okay. Well, don't take Kilimanjaro.
I'm not going to.
I worked with a woman that used to make herself do it once a month.
Diarrhea?
And you'd have to, she'd charge you.
No, she would do it herself.
Yeah, still charge you. Like, let me get
if
those
you
draws.
To watch.
I don't want to do that.
Let me buy them draws.
Diarrhea is painful.
I do it once a month on a Sunday to clean myself out. And I'm like, it's very odd. You, at this time, I was like 17 working at Chick-fil-A, and she was like in her 40s. And I was like, it's kind of odd you having this conversation with me.
Do you remember we had a deal that fell apart years and years ago? I don't think
we've ever had one of those.
Well, it was for a colon cleansing product, but we couldn't eat for 3 days.
And I had to pop out of that because I am diabetic and I have to.
I just couldn't go 3 days without food.
Oh, I mean, hell.
Well, why would you? I mean,
you ain't really supposed to.
But they said it would, like, everything, it would completely.
Yeah, that was a thing a while back where people would have the cleansings.
Coffee enemas.
Yeah, those things. No, thank you.
Yeah,
I think it.
Do they match those up to like? Could you get like a like my favorite's a caramel macchiato? Could I get that kind of coffee enema?
I don't think so. You can't take it black, but they'll get it back black. Mm. So I imagine all your innards would be.
I've been rolling a little caramel here lately. I don't know.
If it's white on the way out, that's not good either.
No, but if it's really too dark, like it's literally like a steak. It's well done and sometimes overdone, and there.
You know what? They would have to send somebody to your house, right? Like when Jelly Roll gets these IVs after he drinks a whole lot. You know, they send people to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wonder if that has his jelly for him.
I've had those before, like the vitamin IVs.
Jelly had 14 IVs when he came to. God. Well, he
that's
and his
one arm.
Crew.
Hmm.
No, it's he and his crew. But the crew wasn't that.
I mean, he rolls pretty soon. How much did you pay for him?
Well, remember when I had pneumonia? I had that. I had like electrolytes and I had vitamins put back in me when I was really sick. And it made me feel a million times better.
Did they sneak anything else in there when you weren't looking?
Probably. What do you think, Fat Boy? I'm
a couple
in the
digits.
Hospital.
I meant their phone number, weirdo, not fingers.
Give her something to make her have sex.
As soon as it hits her, she's like, oh, I know what that is.
Get her in the good mood.
Yep.
What if you woke up and Frank Thomas was standing above you smiling real big?
Do you know who that is?
You liked it too, didn't you?
Do you know who that is?
Do you know who Frank Thomas is?
No.
Oh, Lord.
Who is that?
One of my...
I leave the light on?
He's a second cousin, but I call him... What? That's Tom Baudet, dumb man. Hi, I'm George Foreman. I'll leave the light on for you.
Nailed it.
I would tell you to look up Frank Thomas, but I don't want you to get all hot and bothered.
Is he a porn star?
Oh, no. He probably could have been.
Mm-hmm. No, his nickname was the Big Hurt. So,
Lordy.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Isn't that wild? I had a moment yesterday with my second cousin, but I call him my nephew because when you get into second cousin, third cousin, it's like we all family, whatever.
And you can't just make it whatever you want.
Well, you know what I mean. And I like my daddy's cousin that time on Christmas Eve. But and that wasn't with me. She was drunk. She kissed my dad.
Oh, okay.
So that's why those southern...
Is it on the cheek or like a kiss?
No, it was enough piss off my mama.
Whoa, that's not good.
Which, I mean, as it would.
That's a classic story.
Yeah.
Comes up every Christmas.
Every Christmas, I always share that story of almost incest in my family. Oh, wow. But it wasn't. She was drunk as hell. And
she's just probably...
I looked just like my dad, so he was very good looking. And, you know, who can resist? I have to push Paige away many times.
At least
that
it wasn't
boy's
so.
Pushing.
Well, you know, and I just think of the old casino days with me and... Phil,
yeah.
Having a good time.
Yeah.
Said, you want another pina colada? I do.
me and cousin my age are talking something about, he had just met Daryl Strawberry. Because Daryl Strawberry's, I don't know that he's a preacher now, but he's an inspirational type speaker. And my cousin met him at a conference of something.
Here?
No. Oh, okay. He lives in Charleston, but I don't know where it was at. They go all over.
Strawberry? Big cokehead?
And what is this noise?
Rain. It's coming
Jeez
down.
Jeez Louise, man.
I hate it, too.
I hate it.
We don't need it.
We good, I think.
Do we need it? Somebody tell me.
Maybe.
Oh, you planted
pollen and stuff. And me and my cousin, my age, are like, yeah, man. Oh, I wonder how Doc K's doing right now. And
no, I saw a picture.
Another young cousin says, we thought he probably would just whatever, thought we'd said Dr. Dre. She said, no, Doc K. Oh, who's that? Dwight Gooden. Oh, did he play baseball?
I'm like, my God. Dr. J looks great, by the way, but Doc Gooden?
What?
Looks like Denzel on crack.
What did you just say? Like, how do you not know who that is? And then I went back to the Dabo question. I was like, do you know who Muhammad Ali is? He's like, yeah. I was like, okay, good.
Tennis
that made
player.
Me feel better.
No, just kidding.
But like, if you're going to know Strawberry, you got to know Gary Carter and, you know, Doc Gooden and all those guys.
Do you know who Muhammad Ali is? Is he part of the Assad regime or I don't know. The name's familiar.
I know Pokey Reese.
Is he in ISIS? I don't remember.
Oh, no.
My God. No.
Sting like a butterfly.
Is he the guy that used to play for the Panthers and bought Wild Wing? No.
Sting like a butterfly.
That was a different Muhammad. Stink it? Like a butterfly, did you just say?
Sting.
Thank God.
He says a different Muhammad. Not my Muhammad.
Different. It's not my Muhammad. God.
Where are those stickers?
How great not is my that? Oh man, because there was a guy that played. No, we're late. There was a guy that played for the Knicks back around like 9/11, right? And his name was Muhammad, or at least it read that way. It might have been Muhammad, but it read like Muhammad.
Yeah, and I can't think of who it is.
And I was like, God, you gotta be catching some crap right now, just because the way the country was at that point. We better now.
Muhammad Hassan. Oh, that whole gimmick. That's gonna be a dark side coming up in a couple weeks too.
That. Well, crazy. All right. So all that said and done, working women. No, that was the other day.
That was
the other day. They're just recovering, and the weekend starts.
You guys should do a charity screening for Paige's movie. We could all pay $10 to come in and give them. Well, no theater's gonna show
up. I don't want to do that.
Bring back shoulder pads too. I know somebody's got a copy of it.
Shoulder pads?
No, the Paige's movie because the person I know that has the movie knows Chuck.
Oh yeah,
so
that's
like,
great.
Oh, okay.
You got a director's cut.
Yeah, and Chuck wanted me to do some dinner theater with him, but I went to school instead.
God, those would be fun.
I still may do that.
I always wanted to do something like that.
Oh God,
I don't know if the food's good, but
no,
the show's
just with
good.
Chuck. Would
no, the one that's now unfortunately closing downtown Greenville, across from the Daniel Building, Cafe and Then Some.
Oh yeah,
I went there like humpteen times my whole life. What a fun, and I always thought, like, man, I'd love to do this.
Yeah, this is a murder mystery. Andy.
But then you'd say people who did theater are gay. And my mom.
Oh, they're not. I mean, come on.
They're not. I mean,
except for the kids. The kids are okay.
They're fine. But,
I mean, I've worked with people like that, but.
Gay people?
Yeah.
I see dead people.
I've seen.
People. She's setting up a joke. She works with gay people. I mean, come on.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Let us
here.
Finish. Go finish the joke page.
I don't remember.
Okay.
I see dead people, too.
Can we play the
people.
Thing now? Or
Oh, you want a little
yes.
clip?
Taste clip. Of the FOF line today.
You ugly, sad, miserable bitch. You don't have very much hair left in your head. You look like you smoked cigarettes since you were 3 years old. You get a life, bitch.
God. It's got some venoms up in there.
It's, you don't hear that very often anymore. And next time I hear somebody say it, I'm going to say, "What?" I know what get a life means. It's like F off. I mean, it's like
gag you
drop
with a spoon.
Dead, gag you with a spoon, sit on it, Potsy.
Sit on it.
But like, if that person said, well, what would you recommend? How should I get a life?
Yeah.
What should I change? Is it my look? Is it my hair? My career?
Got a life I can borrow?
Don't you get a life? And oh, attitude error. You could suck it, too, after you get a life. Now we're like, you can straight up S my D.
Yeah.
Even girls say
that somebody
girls
is just trying to tell somebody else how to live theirs.
This was all over an interaction at a store.
Oh.
So you got somebody coming off of probably a long work shift.
Yeah.
And you got somebody else trying to be a stickler.
Mm. Oh, I've had that situation.
I'm stickler's mom.
Where, you know, the store's closed. It's half an hour later and store's closed. You need to go home.
Isn't that your favorite painting? You've said before, Paige, Stifler's mom. Mm-hmm. Isn't that your favorite painting?
Hey, Stickler.
I'm
so handsome.
I'm Stickler's mom.
Stickler.
I'm Stickler's mom.
She hooked up with Esbrick.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
Yeah, man, I'm so comfortable right now. I almost just went right into that.
Stickler
right.
Didn't like it.
FOF line coming up 8 o'clock. We'll do phones as well, 1-800. By do phones, that's probably dated as well. We will take your telephone calls. 1-800-774-0093. That works for text as well. 1-800-774-0093. Don't text and drive. I haven't said that in a week, so I got to say a lot now. Paige, what's up in the Plex? Don't drink and drive.
Okay, don't do
choice
that.
Choice is yours.
Have you ever been ghosted? I'm going to tell you what not to do and what to do in that situation. Next.
Where were you then, though?
Rise Guys headlines.
Now you tell me.
Because this don't necessarily mean relationships, right?
But, okay, we'll say.
Yeah, we define that.
Right? Okay, good. But
I don't even know what dating is these days either.
Here's the thing, though. There's this old style of thinking.
Oh,
like,
once you... Okay.
When I got I told the story about Winn-Dixie. I put in an application, didn't get a call for a week. I called and then didn't get and
messed up.
I called
Lucas Glover took your job.
His name was Mr. Overstreet at Winn-Dixie on Wade-Hampton Boulevard, and I swear to you, I called 15 or 16 times, and then he finally says, "Can you come in on Sunday?" And I was like, "That's where persistence pays off." But don't do that with women.
Dude.
Headlines next.
Can we do a quick Winn-Dixie and manager shout out to Mr. Peck, Mr. McMahon, Mr. Grable? What's up?
What's up?
Even Mr. Overstreet was the one that he took a chance on this this kid. It's like, Mom, I got the job. She's like, when do you start? It's like, Sunday? Oh. That's the day you don't work. So we had some trouble, but he was good people. All right, headlines next. Good morning, everybody.
You can't hide P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1.
Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
News matters. It matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi.
And our headlines this morning brought to us by Gosling Electric. And we begin with a little story on ghosting. Excuse me.
You just sounded like one for a moment.
I know. I'm sorry.
Better Kim weather. Carnes.
So if you've ever been ghosted, sometimes it really hurts your feelings. And you're wondering, what happened? What could I have done?
Okay, so here's a good question. Ghosted meaning like not a... Listen to Mr. Typer over there.
I know, man. I got
you're like a stenographer. Let me think.
They're hen peckers. I'm a typer.
And there's nothing wrong with this. I'm trying to think the way to word this in a non-crass way. Now it sounds like you're masturbating over there.
What are you doing?
That's a fun way to say it, masturbating.
Damn it, I keep thinking I'm getting some new flavors for you, and I keep forgetting.
What?
Yeah, this is
it. Oh, hand sanitizer. Okay, listen. I thought you were talking about edible underwear for a minute.
That was from the dollar store, and I'm sure it's...
That was a really... Tell me what
so let's say...
One in ours.
Like, you go out with somebody, like, one or two times or whatever, and then, like, it kind of drifts off or whatever. And there's never any, like, whatever. Like, that's ghosting. But then if you are dating someone, let's say, for, like, 3+ months. I think about 3 months. And then, like, it's completely, like, they end it, but never. And I'm asking for a friend. And they never really say, like,
Why?
Yeah. Like, so that's where the old noodle takes over, and you're starting to say, you're playing it all back. Like, all right, what part did it go bad? What did I do, perhaps, or whatever? And then you can maybe apply that to your next situation. Like, oh, yeah, don't do that, because I think, you know, that's I've been in those shoes before.
And it could be, you know,
size 12.
A miscommunication that you may not be ghosted. Somebody may have just had something going on in their life. And
that, amen.
You know,
I've been saying that a lot.
If I don't talk to people, it's not that I don't like them. It's just, I'm
running
for my life. No, so I mean, basically, I don't have the time to sit and
talk to somebody.
It's so busy.
You're right.
That's why I feel such a blessing you come and do it with us for 4 hours every day.
So it's the 2-day rule?
And the show.
What about the 2-day rule? The women still...
To call after 2 days? Yeah. Who cares? Because, once again, if I don't answer your phone call, generally means I don't have my phone with me at the time.
Don't you love how they're just blowing... Women are, like, blowing away all the traditions of that kind of crap, except for the 3 months for the wedding ring?
And I've gone out on a date with somebody, and then I've gone to the mountains for a couple of days, and I can't use a cell phone up there. We don't have self-service where we are.
You think with inflation, I know you're only one woman, but do you think as far as inflation goes, it's going to be moved up to like 4 or 5 months of salary?
I mean, it's got to at some point, right?
At some point, y'all have to decide that.
And what are you saying, that we all get raises?
What is this we? This is a together us. But I'm saying, not me. You know, the old standard is 3 months salary. So I'm saying, will you women decide?
Oh, the engagement ring.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to say no. I don't think that really matters.
What if the economy got really good? Would y'all be cool with just 2 months?
I wouldn't.
Find some fun in this, Paige. It's not a real question.
I'm just saying, there's so many things that a woman would think if it's not of what she wanted.
Is it a clever way to ask him how much he makes a year, take it to a jeweler, get it appraised, and then take that, multiply it times 4 and find out how much it makes a year.
Okay, you know, this is my example. What if his grandmother meant so much to him that she gave him
Miss You Nanny
the ring?
You don't
to
like
give
those
to...
heirloom rings. You wouldn't want that, especially if it's small.
Yeah, because that one movie he used his grandma's Holocaust survivor ring, and that was very awkward.
Plus, you're just like, it's like when you got,
he was German.
When you got old ball players that wear their championship rings, they don't look like the ones they look today.
I've tried on a football player's ring and it takes off my whole finger. But like, I couldn't wear
even with the WWE Hall of Fame rings, they changed them now to be more like, you know, emulating the
Hall's
other.
Got a nice one.
Yeah, but like Ricky Morton got the black topaz with the emblem embroidered, or not embroidered, engraved or what. And like, y'all need to upgrade everybody's rings now.
Tripp's got diamonds on his.
I know.
Real nice.
But I just think that's a nice thing if you agree to the giving.
Well, you're a virtuous woman. I mean, you're
if it means that
Jane
much,
Sixpack.
If it that means so much
is it
to
Jane
him?
For Joe and Jane? Jane Sixpack.
You know, if my husband said, this is my grandmother's ring and I really want you to have it because you're the love of my life, how could you not take that?
What if you find out later, though, that was all a lie? He bought a Pawn Star ring, or Pawn Stars, Pawn Shop ring, and it was, you know, like only like $85, but he told you it's his grandma's ring because he didn't want you to think he didn't have money.
What if instead of a ring, I get you one of those cool lesbo face piercings?
Can we interview a woman? And it be you, and we just ask you all the questions we've always wanted to
ask.
Yeah,
that'd be fun.
Okay. Within reason.
Within reason.
Yeah.
That I would honestly be able to.
I've asked you some before, and you're like, I don't even know that.
I did receive an heirloom ring, and I broke up with him and had to return it to somebody, and I sent it to him certified so I wouldn't have to ever see him again.
But you didn't wear it, right? Like, you kept it, but you didn't wear it.
Well, I wore it while I was engaged to him, but he was such an ass.
But you're disappointed, right?
I was disappointed in the fact that he didn't trust me, and if I was on the phone and didn't answer the phone, he'd do emergency breakthroughs. And one time I was asleep and didn't come to the door instantly, and he broke down my door.
Oh, using the emergency care for a way to like literally stalk you and break into your home.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
But you like that, like it's exciting, right? Like,
no,
you and your husband would role play fires.
No. I wasn't with my husband at that time.
Oh, well, I know, but I mean, like, role play is cool.
Oh, yeah. Well, Chris and
Comic-Con is awesome.
We had fun. I did whatever he wanted me to do within reason.
Hell yeah.
Christmas. So.
That might be the most sane person you've ever been with.
Yes, that's why I married him. Because he was level-headed.
Yeah.
The other ones had some psychos
in
there.
I don't know about drink water, though. I wish that...
You know what? That was...
Reesh, that would have never worked.
Reesh wasn't my boyfriend. He didn't like... He,
well, friends with benefits, whatever.
No, never.
That's what she says, but you know.
Paige, you told us one time y'all did make love.
No.
That's why you fought Sue the Butcher.
I swear to God, I didn't.
Because she was in jail.
You're going to offend Fat Boy for swearing to God.
He did not like me for many years because I was a bad influence on somebody. His wife and his mother.
Got the women jealous. That's what it is.
He wouldn't want to come here, though, because we'd call him Drank Water. And that
off. Tim Drinkwater is a great guy. He just...
She tried to play soccer just to hook up with him.
I tried to impress him.
She was
going to
be, not Pele, but Bube.
I thought he wanted an athletic woman, and I tried to be what... The girl that...
Girl,
you got to play soccer.
Don't change for no man.
Well,
you don't need no man.
And you know how bad that ended, because I went back to dancing ballet and said, forget the soccer thing because it's not fun.
She was a ballet dancer.
Back and forth, back and forth.
Juggle your jugs like soccer balls. Let off my knees.
So I'm going to give you a header.
He didn't even He didn't even bother to come watch me play soccer. That's how bad I was.
I mean, look.
I'd go watch you play anything.
They put the bad players on
Canasta,
defense.
Canasta. Tonk.
Boo-ray.
Shuttlecock.
Shuttlecock.
Shuffleboard.
I did
whatever.
Play basketball in the neighborhood. I was okay with that.
God bless.
That didn't take a lot of running.
I'd like to watch you just run a 40-yard dash, to be honest with you. Slow motion.
The stick you on defense is you can just stand there. You don't have to attack.
Yeah, you're the monster man.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Paige. That was I took notes here in that one. There's some things to remember.
I still have to give people some tips on being ghosted. I didn't even go through that, and I apologize.
We didn't do anything, did we?
No.
That's how it go, though.
Are you serious?
Yes.
That's how it be going.
Let's just drop the song and talk about it more.
Hang on now.
Is your sports worth the crap?
I mean, we got the draft last night.
Well, how about this? We can bring it back at some point. For real.
Okay. Yeah, we will.
Tape that story there to your forehead so you don't forget.
What if we do it at the same time? And you just got to listen to both.
Oh, it'd be like a Zoom call for work?
Oh,
all right,
God,
good morning,
no.
Everybody. Sports next.
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drop deep to left. Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Oh, Rise Guys Sports brought to you by Bojangles. The NFL draft last night, I guess the big news. Well, Cam Ward goes number one to the Titans.
Cam.
Oh, a guy who was a zero-star recruit coming out of high school. Nobody wanted the guy.
Why?
Flash forward. He's a freaking first round or first number one pick.
Look at him. He proved himself.
He really did. Biggest shock. Cleveland was sitting at number two. They trade out. Trade to the Jags. Jags jump up and get Travis Hunter. Heisman Trophy winner going to Jacksonville.
God.
Cleveland fans are pissed. Travis Hunter gets lucky. He don't have to go to Cleveland.
Is there still Trevor Lawrence trade rumors, or is that just bullcrap?
Yeah, it ain't going to happen because, you know, they gave him the bag.
I know he's locked in big time, yeah. But just that don't necessarily mean.
They're really bad on defense.
What about ETN?
But they've got good players. He's kind of teetering on bus, as bad as it is. Like, I hate saying it, but.
Damn.
He has injury issues, fumble issues. He fumbled a lot last year.
Damn.
So, Shedeur Sanders, not drafted. He's still left. So, a lot of people think he's going to be the first pick tonight in the second round to the Browns. The Browns have the next two picks, and like of the next five picks, the Browns have two of them.
So, is that you think that's collusion? Like, meaning like they all said, look, do this trade. None of us will take Shedeur. And you can get him first pick, second round.
You know what picked up a lot of steam?
What?
A lot of teams think that whoever drafts Shedeur
is going to get Deion.
Well, yeah.
As a head coach.
Their coach is going to be on the clock.
Yeah.
Nobody wanted to deal with it.
Jeez.
Because the Giants moved.
God, just be transparent about it. Like, you own a business.
Yeah.
I don't mind if you all agree on something, like it's NATO or whatever. Like, yeah, we are not going to select him. You will trade. Then back here, you'll get it on the back end, and we'll all work together. It's like when you used to be the crappiest team, you get first pick the next year.
Well, for some reason, they said last night, because this trade happened quick at number two, that the Jags and the Browns have been working on that trade for 2 weeks, and it never leaked out. 2 weeks. Now, when the Giants traded back into the first round, people were like, oh, it's going to be Shedeur. But they picked Jackson Dart. Because there are a lot of ties between Ole Miss and the Giants as far as like personnel.
Yeah.
That have been both ways. So Shador's still sitting there.
You've been both ways.
Well, I'll tell you where I'm going now is to break.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Those are long Maybe. Headlines.
I'm sorry.
I think that was the longest monologue we've ever done, actually. It might have made a new record and pissed off people in Chattanooga.
We might have to go back and listen yesterday.
Our apologies.
I'm sorry.
Who is our friend in Chattanooga? I feel like, do you know?
I can't get too technical with you.
Okay. Well, appreciate you. You know.
We don't have a friend. It's all automatic tones.
He's
what?
Messing with yep. you.
Oh, he knows I don't know.
Yeah, so it's loaded triggers in the system.
So what if I cussed? Would it dump out here and then knock it out there too? Or
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You gonna try?
So don't
all right,
you do?
We won't try.
Don't even.
All right, we will take a break, and Paige will say the S word 13 times right after this. Good morning, everybody.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys, riseguys.com.